Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Telephoning, handling inquiries and requests. In this podcast lesson, we're going to look at how to respond to telephone inquiries and how to handle requests from callers. To respond properly to inquiries, you should be able to answer the caller's questions and give them the information they are looking for. To handle requests, you should be able to tell the caller what you will do to fulfill their requests and when you will do it. We will also look at what you can say when you are unable to help callers fulfill their requests. To handle inquiries or deal with requests in a polite and efficient manner, it's a good idea to become familiar with some common functional expressions. We'll introduce you to some of these expressions in the lesson. Anna is a sales executive at a showroom which sells cameras. Let's listen to how she handles a telephone call from Daniel, a caller who has an inquiry and a request.
Good morning, Camera City. This is Anna. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Daniel Wang calling from Image Studios. I'd like to inquire about ordering 20 handy cams, please.
Certainly. Do you have a particular model in mind?
Yes, I'm interested in the Sony HDR-TG1.
The Sony HDR-TG1. Just a minute. Yes, this model costs $998 US, and we can offer you a discount of 7% for bulk purchases.
Could you send me a quote, please?
Certainly. Would you prefer to receive the quote by email, fax, or post?
Fax, please. The number is 310-789-3450.
Could you repeat the number, please?
Sure. That's 310-789-3450.
310-789-3450. And that's Daniel Wang from Image Studios, is that correct?
That's right.
I'll fax you the quotation for 20 units within the next 15 minutes, Mr. Wang. Is there anything else I could help you with?
Yes. You could also tell me when you'd be able to deliver if we place an order today.
Certainly. May I call you back with this information?
Sure.
Thank you. Could I have your phone number, please?
The phone number is the same as the fax, and my extension is 106.
Extension 106. Thank you, Mr. Wang. I'll fax you the quote right away and call you in about 30 minutes with the estimated delivery date.
Thanks.
You're most welcome, and have a nice day.
In this dialogue, we see that Anna gives detailed and useful information to Daniel. Let's listen again to how she answers his first question when he says, "I'd like to inquire about ordering 20 handy cams, please." Anna responds by saying, "Certainly. Do you have a particular model in mind?" Anna could have answered this question in other ways. Listen carefully to these model responses and repeat them after me. "I'd be happy to give you this information, Mr. Wang. Could you tell me which model you have in mind?" "Certainly, Mr. Wang. Would you like me to send you a brochure with the product details?" "I'm happy to help you with that, Mr. Wang. Which model are you interested in?" "I'm glad to help you with that, Mr. Wang. Would you like me to email you our brochure and price list?" When giving Daniel the information he wants, Anna also gives him extra information that's useful to him. She says, "This model costs $998 US, and we can offer you a discount of 7% for bulk purchases." Giving information about discounts and special prices for sales inquiries gives you a better chance of making a sale. Next, we see that Anna knows about various ways to send the information that Daniel wants and asks him how he wants her to send it. She asks him, "Would you prefer to receive the quote by email, fax, or post?" Let's listen to other ways of saying this. Repeat these sentences after me. Would you like to receive this information by fax? Shall I fax you the details, or would you like a hard copy by post? Would you like me to email you this information? Shall I send you the details by email, fax, or by post? You may often have to ask a caller to repeat important information such as their name, address, or telephone number. It is always better to ask them to repeat important details so that you can be sure that you have noted them down correctly. Anna asks Daniel to repeat his fax number by saying, "Could you repeat the number, please?" She then repeats the number back to him to confirm that she has noted it down correctly. There are many ways in which you can ask for such information. Let's look at a few of them. Practice asking these questions. Could you say that again, please? Could you please repeat the number? Could I have that address again, please? Could you confirm the address again, please? When you need some time to give the caller the details they have asked for, you can ask them if you can call them back. It is more polite to ask if you can call back rather than saying that you will call back. When Daniel asks for the delivery date, Anna responds by saying, "May I call you back with this information?" Here are some other ways of saying the same thing. Listen and repeat these questions after me. Can I call you back later this afternoon with this information? Would it be okay to call you back with the details? Could I call you back in a few minutes with this information? Can I call you in a few minutes with the details? Anna asks for Daniel's phone number by saying, "Could I have your phone number, please?" Remember that questions always sound more polite than statements. It is better to ask for someone's number rather than say, "Please give me your number." Anna ends the call by saying, "I'll fax you the quote right away and call you in about 30 minutes with the estimated delivery date." At the end of the call, you should confirm what you are going to do and when you're going to do it. Don't use vague terms like, "I'll call you back." Be specific and say when you'll call back. For example, you could say, "I'll call you back after lunch," "I'll call you back in a few minutes," or "I'll get back to you this afternoon." Sometimes you may not be able to help a caller with a request. In this case, you should apologize for not being able to help and tell the caller how they can get the information they want. You will now listen to a conversation between Tony, a network executive at a telecoms company, and Susan, a caller who has a request concerning the service she receives from the company. Good afternoon. This is Tony Leung. May I help you?
This is Susan Chung. I'm calling because I'd like to change my rental plan.
I'd be happy to help you with that, Mrs. Chung. Could you give me your customer account number, please?
Just a minute. Yes, that's 484-99381.
484-99381. Thank you. What plan would you like to change to, Mrs. Chung?
Well, I'd like the plan with unlimited local calls, and I would also like to activate my voicemail.
I'm afraid I can't activate your voicemail, since this is the billing department. I'd be happy to give you the number of the voice services department.
Can't you ask them to do it for me?
Unfortunately, you need to confirm your request for voicemail activation in person. Would you like the number of the department?
Yes, thanks.
Please call 310-777-7000.
Got it, thanks.
Also, I'm very sorry, but I just checked your records. We are unable to place a request to change your rental plan at this time, since you requested an annual package.
What does that mean?
Well, your current package expires in January 2009, after which we will be happy to change your scheme if required.
Oh, okay.
If you like, I can call you back in 4 weeks and confirm your request to change your rental plan.
Yes, could you please do that?
Thank you. Your alternative contact number is 310-3354-8756. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Mrs. Chung. I'm sorry I couldn't be of more assistance today. And I look forward to assisting you next month. In this dialogue, we see that Tony is unable to help Susan with both her requests, but gives her information which is useful to her. Always ask questions politely and clearly. Let's listen again to how Tony asks his caller for information about her account. He says, "Could you give me your customer account number, please? Here are other ways of asking for information." Listen to them carefully and repeat them after me. "Could I have your password, please? Could you give me your postal address, please? Could I have your fax number, please? Could you give me your telephone number, please?" Since Tony cannot help Susan with her request, he apologizes and tells her why he cannot help her. Let's listen to how he does that. He says, "I'm afraid I can't activate your voicemail since this is the billing department." A useful sentence structure you can follow is to begin with a phrase like, "I'm afraid," "I'm sorry," or "unfortunately," and use the word "since" or "because" to tell the caller why you can't help them. Let's practice saying that you are unable to do something. Repeat these sentences after me. "I'm afraid I can't help you with that since we don't handle sales inquiries at this department." "I'm very sorry, but I can't do that because your account has been suspended." "Unfortunately, I can't take your order right now since that product is out of stock." "I'm very sorry, but I can't confirm the status of your order at the moment because our system is down." Tony also gives Susan a suggestion that will help her by saying, "I'd be happy to give you the number of the voice services department." When you are unable to help a caller, it is useful to give them advice or suggestions on how they can fulfill their request. Tony also gives Susan a time frame in which her request can be fulfilled. He does this by saying, "If you like, I can call you back in 4 weeks and confirm your request to change your rental plan." This shows Susan that Tony is interested in helping her, and that he will be able to do so in the future. Here are a few more ways in which you can say this. Repeat these sentences after me. "Would you like me to call you back next month to complete your request?" "Shall I call you in January to confirm if you would like to change your plan?" "We can contact you again in 4 weeks to help you with your request." "I'd be happy to call you next month and help you with your request." At the end of the call, Tony apologizes again for being unable to help Susan and confirms in a positive way that he can help her in the future. He says, "Thank you, Mrs. Chung. I'm sorry I couldn't be of more assistance today, and I look forward to assisting you next month." In this lesson, we looked at various ways to handle frequently asked questions in telephone inquiries and requests. Remember to always talk in a friendly and polite way, and to confirm important details like names, addresses, and phone and fax numbers. If you can't help the caller, apologize and give the caller advice or suggestions on what they can do. Always end the call in a positive way by confirming what you will do next.
You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.